The following audio drama is rated R for rockin'. You can be sure that everything you wanted to see when you're a teenager is here. Just tantalizingly out of reach if you're under 17 or 18 years old.
This is Travis Vengroff, producer of Liberty Critical Research. For hundreds of years, the colony of Atreus has been cut off from humanity and endured generations of war. What remains is a gleaming city, and beyond its walls, a lawless expanse known as the Fringe. To discover more about this looming threat and study its violent inhabitants, an expedition team is assigned by a covert government department. No training could possibly prepare the team for what's to come. You're about to listen to Episode 5, as the team has already begun their journey into the Fringe. We hope that you enjoy this episode and will continue to follow the podcast or graphic novel at thelibertycomic.com. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Welcome, citizens, to the fifth episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast, brought to you by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story has been labeled explicit and is intended for mature audiences. We are proud to announce that our story is now available on iTunes, and we greatly appreciate those who have taken the time to rate and review our show. So, without further delay, stay tuned, and remember, Atreus endures. You need to be quiet, but you need to wake up.
Above us, multiple fringers. Something is going on.
Our choice of shelter is really rather poor.
Hey, what's going on?
A group of fringers came into the building. Currently, they do not appear to be doing anything, and they don't seem to know we are here.
But what are they doing?
We don't know.
Can I record them?
Just be quiet.
Fine. They can't hear it.
This way. We've been waiting too long, Pussface.
Yous all want to trade with us?
Well, we got two crates, saying we does.
Let's see it.
Water tokens first. Show them up.
You seem jitters. I don't like it.
Nah, sorry. Let's try this again. We're all here for a trade. Let's just be easy.
Yeah, where's the meal?
We got crates. Look, Brutus, open the crate. See? Meal, lot of it. We got the good taste, too.
By the Archon, this is a trade deal. Their economic system. Shut it.
Aye, so y'all wanted a deal and did break goods. Let's talk.
Okay, my band here is getting big. We need more drink than we got in the ham. Now we know these gooder tasties are worth a bit smaller than last trade.
It ain't no green. What you thinking of trade?
These blue tasties, sealed and fresh, hard to find. We need 2 moons of water for the whole
day. Don't understand what meal is.
How many of you?
They're calling it blue.
Kofsky, I will kill you.
Yeah.
For 2 blue, we can do 2 moons for half of you. If there was pink, we'd be easy.
Blue's all I got, but I need 2 moons for 20. What'll I do with half?
Cut out the week.
Yeah, but... See, we want to be growing, not dying. You got the chips for 20 on you?
Yeah, right here. Want to try some?
Nah. Hey, how about we give you 3 crates of blue for 20 and 2? It rhymed.
Make the 3rd an orange.
Fuck! A starving orange? We can't do that, but we got a yellow. How's that?
2 blues and a yellow gets you 19 for 2 moons.
Okay, we got a deal, my man. We leave you the blue tasties, you wait a bit for me and my pulses to be back with a crate of yellows.
Okay.
Shit, that one pulled a knife.
Get out! 6 just killed the other 9 without firearms.
Shut it.
We gonna eat good now.
Hey, Bass, can we crack a blue? We did win.
No. How else we gonna play this again? Try that. He looks clean enough. Me too.
Are they doing what I think they're doing?
They need to cook the meat.
Kofsky, I think you have blood in your hair.
Look. Look here. Look at that.
This smell's gonna get to me. I agree.
You need to be quiet.
40 water tokens. How much is that? 5 moons each?
2 moons, Pez. 2 moons.
Oh, I know that. I was making sure you know.
Sure, Pez. Just turn that lid over. Won't cook good.
Whoa, boss. This one had recoil dice.
There ain't no such thing as luck of gods. Take the damn things if you want.
I actually want them.
I found it. It's mine.
Well, I want his jacket. And his boots.
Okay.
We'll be taking everything soon enough. This one had bullets. Rifling bullets.
Now all we need is a rifle. I got someone who can get some.
They're blocking our exit.
While we have the advantage of surprise, conflict with them still poses a risk to the mission.
I'm still recording. Some of the things they're saying would be a great resource for later review. But for now, I'd really like to not be here.
Great Archon, that smell.
Hold it together.
Hey, guys.
You were right, Gradius. They do like feet.
Hey, guys. Over here. Where that rad guy was, I think there's a hole. I'm going to investigate.
I'll go with you.
Is the light done yet? Enough flame.
Give it more. I like mine crispy.
Jalo, Kato says that hole opens to a tunnel. Looks like a way out.
Kato and Sev found a way out. It's over there.
Don't know where it leads. I advise against taking it.
That works. We can just wait this out. I imagine they won't wait around indefinitely.
I roll an 8. Luck or McCoy be with me.
I says there ain't no luck or gods already.
My ankle says otherwise.
What does McCoy say to that?
The dice is actually supposed to land where you can't get it, but... hey! Fuck! It got more pulses down there!
Through the tunnel, now!
This way!
You can't fit through there!
If Sev can, two of you can. Go!
All right.
I see their lights.
Keep moving. The tunnel gets larger. Right. Make a right.
That's left.
Left. Left, left, left.
Stop. They don't appear to be following us.
Archon, protect us. They were going to eat us.
I don't think they came into the tunnel.
Look at this stuff on the walls.
Are those common symbols? Do you know anything, Gradius?
They're everywhere. Every few meters. One then the other. One then the other. One then the other.
Shh. I want to make sure we weren't followed.
We weren't. Trust me. They wouldn't be foolish enough to follow us into the hive.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. Episode 5 of Liberty Critical Research was written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. The voice of Martel Lukovsky is Paul Mea. Kato Patel was Brian Keller. Decima Jalo was Lauren Griffin. Severus Lundquist was Travis Van Groff. Gradius Rodriguez was John Carter. Brutus was Sean Francis. Pez was Courtney Henneber. The Water Boss was Dan Henneber. The Lucky Meal Fringer was Daniel Thorson. And the Meal Boss was special guest Peter Lewis. The music and sound for this broadcast were recorded and designed by Careless Juja. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please rate and review us on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. If you would like more information about the world of Atreus, please visit thelibertycomic.com, sign up for our digital newsletter, or like us on Facebook. This podcast is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by Orlando's number one comic stop, a comic shop, and through the support of our listeners. To support the Nerdy Show Network and its presentations, please consider contributing to the Patreon at patreon.com/nerdyshow and visiting nerdyshow.com for other works. This production is copyright 2015 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.